heaven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. A little bit in the foggy side here in southern Maine, but it's going to be a nice day for all types of outside activities. And if we can help you with your garden, 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll all work together to help you to wind down with the summer chores and prepare for what needs to be done in the fall season of gardening. A lot to do. Time is getting short. Your days are definitely getting shorter. But if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Now, in the fall, which is getting here really, really quick now, we need to check our Canadian hemlock, because Canadian hemlock has one main pest called woolly adelgid. And woolly adelgid is active in March and April and September and October. So if you have Canadian hemlock growing on your property, what I want you to do is look where the new growth was made on the tips of your branches. Look for little pieces of a cottony substance, little dots all over the new growth, and it will begin on the top of the plant, the middle of the plant, or even at the bottom. It doesn't matter. They're there. If you see woolly adelgid, these little white cotton balls, do not say, well, I'll take care of it in the fall. Take care of it right now. Woolly adelgid is multiplying right now, and they are feeding on the sap of your tree until they freeze. Then they go dormant for the winter months. So between now and late November, they will be pulling energy out of the root system of your plant. The energy should be sent down where it's stored, but they are taking it out of the foliage, preventing it from going down and being stored for the winter months. So don't hesitate. If you see white cotton on the new growth or near the tips of your branches, you probably will notice some black or brown foliage on the plant also. Then you need to use a product called Tree and Shrub. Follow the recommendations. You don't use the diameter, you're using the circumference of the trunk of your tree. So it needs to be done. Do not hesitate, because they are multiplying like crazy right now, and you need to stop them dead in their tracks. So this is what I want you to do. Turn the branches over, examine looking for the white. Very, very important. That's the most important job for you that has hemlock. Whether it's for privacy or for shade, it must be taken care of. Now, in the perennial bed, if you have hosta, daylilies, iris, these are plants that can be dug and divided at this time of the year. So if you've got great big clumps of hosta and friends liked that particular variety, now is the time that you can divide them and give them to some of your friends, or divide the clump, and now you have two clumps of hosta that is growing in your garden. So a lot to do. Your lawn. Fall is the best time of the year to plant grass seed to thicken your existing lawn, or if you're making a whole new lawn, fall is the best time to do that. Now, those of you that get my newsletter this week and the week before, I talk extensively on grass seed and how to plant a new lawn. So if you go to paulparent.com, click on the newsletter at the top of the page, you will see all the information this week about grass seed, the different varieties of grass and what they do. Plus, there's a whole series of questions for you to think about before you buy the grass seed. Very, very important. Sun, shade, drainage, depth of loam on your lawn. What type of activities are you just going to be looking at it? Is it going to be a lawn that the kids will be playing baseball and football on? Many, many questions. So go to the website, paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and it will tell you all about the different types of seed and some of the seed to avoid. Annual rye, avoid it. And for those of you who live in the Northeast, the one plant, grass plant, I want you to avoid is zoysia. Zoysia from Washington, D.C., south, wonderful. But north of Washington, D.C., zoysia is not a grass for you. The reason is, as soon as you get a good cold frost, your zoysia lawn will begin to turn brown. And it will stay brown until May. If you live in northern New England, northern New York, it may not even turn green until early June, depending on the spring weather. So, zoysia grass, if you live in the Northeast, is a no. It's a great plant. The problem is, it's only green June, July, August, and September. So you've got green grass for 4 months and brown grass for 8. So what do you want, a green lawn or a brown lawn? Stay away from it if you live in a cooler climate. Okay? But fall is the best time of the year to plant a new lawn. The ground is nice and warm. So your seed will germinate a lot faster than if you were planting a new lawn in, let's say, April, when the ground is cold, it's wet. Seed will not germinate as quickly. So if you plant in the fall, you have warm soil to get started, and that's a big benefit for you. Summer varieties of seed, like tall fescue, perennial rye, will germinate in about a week, sometimes even less. The other advantage is we're getting morning dew. That's like water that you don't have to add to the soil. Also, in the fall, we have an increase in rainfall. Normally, it just happens. We have more rain in the fall than we do during the summer months. So it does make a big difference. Fall is for planting a new lawn, and if you have a question, give us a call, 800-259-9231. We'll work together, and you will have a beautiful late summer and fall garden.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced Season Long Weed Control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening today?
Oh, I sure am.
It's a wonderful day for it. Who do we have up first, Tom?
First up, we've got Barry from Maine with a question about gardening next to a construction site.
Hey, Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Wonderful. And yourself, Barry?
I am pretty well. I have a problem that I don't know whether you can solve or not, but I wanted to run it by you. I am working next to a construction site, and they are, I guess, blasting mortar dust and brick dust all over the back end of this garden, and we couldn't even get in there for 4 or 5 days. And when we did, obviously it was covered with all that white, wonderful stuff. So every day we've gone in there and tried to wash it off. And I don't know whether, you know, to soak these plants every single day is a good thing, or to cut them down, or what to do.
Well, what type of plants are you talking about, Barry? Are they shrubbery or are they annuals, perennials?
They are roses, trees, azaleas, and a good 6-foot by 8-foot hydrangea.
Okay. I don't think that you would have to water them down every day. I would do it a couple of times a week, and it should be okay. If it was like vegetables or annuals, maybe some perennials, then I would do it more often. But azaleas, hydrangea, and plants like that, a couple times a week would be fine. And you're right, you don't want to get in there every single day and add a lot of water. We've already had a lot of water in New England with the hurricane last weekend. So if we start watering every day, and we've gotten already 2, 3, 4 inches or more in some areas, then you could run into a problem. So a couple times a week should be fine. If you can get a nozzle that will have some pressure behind it, some force to really push the dust off of it rather than a light mist, that will work, and you'll use less water. And it will also make it easier for you if the soil is not all mud. If you're going to be digging or moving or whatever type of work you're doing in there. But give it a good blast, knock off the dust. But I think just a couple times a week, you should be okay. There's rain coming in for early next week. That will take care of it. And by the time you get to the middle to the end of September, a lot of these plants are going to be going dormant anyways with just shorter days. And it really, the days are getting a lot shorter as we speak. Your temperatures are getting cooler and the plant's not going to be growing as much right now. So you should be okay. But don't heavy water every single day, because then you could encourage a rot to the root system of that plant, and that's the last thing that you want to have happen, especially now at this time of the year. If the soil stays wet and the foliage is wet and you have cooler temperatures, then you will have fungus problems that are there. So twice a week, no problem. Now, at this time of the year, a lot needs to be done in your garden. Dividing perennials is one of them. Start to think about the dead spots in your garden where perennials have gone by. Now is a great time to begin to plant your fall flowering mums, flowering cabbage, flowering kale. Beautiful fall blooming asters are all in bud right now. Blue, pink, white, purple. Montauk daisy, 3-inch white daisy that blooms during the month of October. And there's not many people who grow them. So if you see Montauk daisy, buy it. It's a wonderful, wonderful, and it's the last blooming perennial.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's a holiday week. People are sleeping in, so if you have a question, now is the time to call. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about her roses.
Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I'm in central Maine, and I have 3 questions. One is, when do I stop feeding my roses? The other is, I have a big version of the compost tumbler, and I have a very small yard, and I have a hard time getting enough mass to create enough heat. And the third question is, I have a hosta that I planted about 10 years ago that did great for 5 years, and now the leaves are, like, very small, and just it's diminished. It's almost gone. And I know I can bring it back, but I can't figure out why it's not doing so well.
How much sun is your hosta getting, Sandy?
It gets the most sun of any of my hostas. I live in the woods. It gets about 4 hours of midday sun.
And is it a real large leaf or a colored type leaf?
I think it's called that Mary Frances or something. It's very common. It's a very standard.
Yep.
It's green with a creamy center.
Okay. What I would do, now is the time that you can work on that hosta. I would dig the plant out of the ground. And if you're going to plant it in the same location, buy yourself a bag of compost or some cow manure and put a good quantity right in that area and blend it and recondition that soil where the hosta is. Clean it up and then replant it. And sometimes that's enough to rejuvenate it and to bring it back to life. It could be that it's eaten all of the goodness in that soil. But I would get compost. If you have some seaweed kelp, and you can buy seaweed kelp in many garden centers and feed and grain stores today, that would help. Now, your compost tumbler. In the next week, two, three, four, things are beginning to go by. So as you clean your perennial bed, take all of those hosta leaves, throw them in. All of your old tomato vines, green peppers. And then what will happen is the fall foliage will begin to appear. And you can add all of your leaves, pine needles, grass clippings. Now, with grass clippings, there is one thing I want you to be aware of. Even with the compost tumbler, if you have a lot of crabgrass in your garden or in your lawn, especially in your lawn, and right now the crabgrass is beginning to change color. It was a deep green earlier, but it's beginning to have a little tinge of purple or red on the foliage. If you see that changing in your lawn, do not mow your grass, save the grass clippings, and put it in your compost tumbler or any compost, because right now your crabgrass is making seed by the millions. And there's a chance that some will survive the heat of your compost pile. So at this time of the year only, when you mow, if you're bagging your grass clippings to use in compost, if you've got crabgrass, dump them. Do not put them in your compost pile, because if your pile doesn't get hot enough, the seed will not die. Some will, but not all of them. And then when you take that beautiful compost, you spread it in your garden, then you're going to run into a problem where you're actually spreading crabgrass seed. So if you see red or purple red in your lawn, you should bag the grass clippings, because by mowing and bagging, you're going to be collecting a lot of the seed that the crabgrass plant is making. And what I would actually like to see you do is to lower your blade so that you can get more of the seed pod from your crabgrass plant. Cut it shorter, suck up all of the pieces of your crabgrass plant, and then use it as fill someplace on your property, or set it out with the green trash, but do not put it in your compost pile. And then you'll have all kinds of things. Annuals will go in there. Your old vegetables will go in there. And then as you get in the fall season, if you buy pumpkins, throw the pumpkins. Gourds can go into it. If you're buying Indian corn or corn stalks to decorate your home, throw the corn stalks in there also. The main thing with a compost pile is you need to keep it moist at all time. So get into the routine that one day a week you add some water to your compost pile. That's very important. The other thing is, if you can go to your local garden center, you can buy microbes that you can add to the compost pile. Natural Industries, the people that make Actinovate, they have a bacteria, a microbe, that they sell in a package that you just sprinkle it in your compost pile, water, and all of those microbes will wake up and they'll begin to break down that foliage, changing it to rich compost much, much faster. So if you can add that, but moisture. If your compost pile dries out, that breaking down process will stop dead. So you need to keep it wet at all time. Now, September 1st, which was this week, no fertilizer to roses of any type, climbing, bush, floribunda, you name it. No fertilizer for any rose bush at this time of the year. The reason is, you want that rose bush to go under a little bit of stress. When it goes in stress, short days, cooler evening temperatures, the growth that it has made all summer will begin to get tough. It will go from a nice, succulent, soft stem to a fibrous, woody, tough stem. And that will make it a lot stronger for the fall, late fall, and for the winter months. So no food. If you feed the plant now, you're going to encourage the roses to continue to grow. And you don't want that to happen. You want them to begin to prepare for the winter months. And that's very, very important. So no food. Continue to water as needed. Continue to prune as needed. And if there's no bark mulch or compost around your rose bushes, now is the time to add a couple of inches. That will help to extend the season in the fall. It will protect the plants from winter damage. And then make a mental note or write it down on your calendar that by Thanksgiving, you should be mulching your roses for the winter months. It doesn't matter where you live. The most delicate part, of a rose bush is that swollen area at the base of the plant. Looks like a fist. Roses are grafted. And that's the most delicate part of your entire plant. And that swollen area needs to be covered with 2 or 3 inches or more of bark mulch or compost or anything like soil. And then in the spring, spread it out around the plant. Before Thanksgiving, you should write that down, that roses should be healed to protect them for the winter months. And it really, really does make a big difference to protect that plant during the winter months. Now, if we can help you, the phone number here, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Something else that needs to be done at this time of the year. Japanese bamboo is absolutely beautiful right now. Full bloom. It's making seed to make the plant spread even more. This is the best time to kill Japanese bamboo. Roundup, cleanup, kills all. Those are the three that will really do a job on Japanese bamboo. The reason that now is the best time, because the plant's in bloom, all of the energy that is normally stored in the ground, in the root system, is all above ground making flowers for your plant. And when you put something like Kills All, Roundup, or Clean Up, that is a product that will move down the plant. It's absorbed into the foliage and taken down to the root to try and kill it. If all the energy is above ground, there will be less resistance and you'll do a better job. You won't kill it all, but you're going to hurt it and you're going to kill part of that area where you have Japanese bamboo. Your days are getting shorter. Your temperature is getting cooler. And now is the time to do it. Also, if you have poison ivy, poison oak, now is the time. Another 2 or 3 weeks, it will not be effective. Once the days get cooler and your nighttime temperatures begin to get cooler, your plant will know that the fall season is here. And what will happen is your plant will begin to go dormant. It will take the energy in the foliage, send it down to the roots for storage during the winter months, and your leaves will begin to turn yellow, just like your trees do. So if you want to kill poison ivy, poison oak,
if you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
And welcome back to Bogs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist, Dr. Bob Boggs. We've got Stank on the line.
It's Hank.
What is this? Am I getting bunked?
No, I'm pinching my nose closed. It's Hank. I've got stink bugs.
I'm sorry, Hank. Stink bugs are no joke. The good news is Rescue's got the scientifically tested technology and proven traps to help assure you'll be able to start breathing easy again. And they work both outdoors where your garden is at risk and indoors where, let's just say, you don't want them getting indoors.
I'm breathing easier already.
Use the Rescue stink bug trap outdoors in spring, summer, and early fall to kill the smelly pests before they can mate and multiply. To protect all sides of your house, multiple traps may be necessary. Indoors in fall and winter, you'll want the Rescue Stink Bug Light, a special LED attachment that fits over the trap and attracts the bugs with an alluring light. Walk toward the light, Stinky. It's time to meet your maker.
For more about the Rescue Stink Bug Trap and Light, go to Rescue.com.
Thanks, Doc!
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade. It's somewhere to be.
The Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Russell from Massachusetts with a question about his petunias.
Russell, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have two questions for you. The first one is my wave petunias. They seem to get leggy and stop flowering earlier in the season than I would expect. I know that the solution is to cut them back, but I have some of them up on the peak of my roof. And, you know, I'd rather do something to prevent them from getting leggy so early. Somebody told me something about the pH of the soil might be wrong. The other thing is my Rose de Sharon, every year, you know, I get a ton of blossoms, but they don't all pop. A lot of them just stay as, you know, they don't open.
Mm-hmm. Okay, on your wave petunias, soil pH will not affect by a great deal the amount of blooming on that plant. It really does need to be cut back. And what I always did, I worked at a greenhouse and we raised a lot of the wave petunias. And what you should do when you plant them, pinch every other branch at the time of planting. And that will allow the ones that you don't pinch to grow like crazy, and it will delay the ones that you cut back. It will make them actually make the plant bigger, thicker, and fuller at the same time. So I would do that. But you will need to go up and take care of them. The other thing, too, is if you can feed them heavier. So maybe at the time of planting, using a 3 to 4 month Osmocote pellet, a regular liquid food like Miracle-Gro, which is a great product, but only lasts for 2 weeks. If you were to use Osmocote, and you can buy 2 to 3 or 3 to 4 month time release, that would help the wave petunias to bloom more often. And also, some of it could be the heat. If it's really, really hot on the roof, that could slow it down a bit too. Maybe they're drying out due to the heat. So I would try that. And that should help them a great deal. So try pruning when you plant using an Osmocote time release fertilizer pellet also at the time, and then during the heat of summer, July and August, when you get days where it's 90, extra moisture would really help. And you can also supplement when you are watering a liquid food like Miracle-Gro, or if you're staying organic and you want to use seaweed, that would be great. That will help that plant to stay more and more productive on your wave petunias. Okay? So do that, and I know you will have a much, much better result with your plant. And I just lost the track of the second question. I can't remember what it was that you said. I'm sorry. Yep. When it comes back to me. Yes? Russell?
Yeah, my roses, Sharon. I get a lot of blossoms, but a lot of them don't open.
Okay. What you have on your roses, Sharon, is a small insect that is inside the buds of your plant called a thrip. T-H-R-I-P. Now, what I want you to do is to take one of the buds that's not blooming, remove it from the plant, take a sheet of white paper, break apart the bud on the white paper, and you're going to see a tiny speck. If you took a ballpoint pen and tapped on your white paper, and if you look carefully, you're going to see it move. And it's called a thrip. Very common on Rosa Sharon. And you can use a systemic like tree and shrub that will take care of it. And that's something that you would put on the plant when the plant is in full leaf, usually during June or even July. But tree and shrub systemic will take care of thrip in the buds, and that will keep them in bloom.